Hi, this is Gardens for Everybody podcast. Today we're talking about composting, nature's gold.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, Marianne, hello, composting. So I guess we're going to talk about, firstly, why compost? What would you say?
Nature wants to compost, and compost, it starts with organic matter, plant material, and turns into this beautiful, soft, black, moist, nutrient-dense material for the garden.
Yeah, so it's kind of like free extra nutrients for your garden.
And magic. It is so magical that it will get to the pH that a plant wants and maintain that pH.
Wow. Okay, that sounds pretty great. So I guess we know that the city composts, let's start with the city composting, our yard waste bins that we put out. What happens to that?
You put out your big bags of yard waste and the city picks it up, then they take it to the dump.
Oh, is it really called the dump, or is it actually called the waste recovery center?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, okay. You're right.
At the waste plant.
Yeah, waste recovery plant. Yeah, sure.
The green bin and the brown bags are ground up and put into huge windrows out and back.
Now, what's a windrow? I don't know that net word.
It's like a building on its side. It's a couple stories tall. It's a couple stories wide. And it's immensely long. And in there, they have put all of the green bin stuff and all of the yard waste stuff ground up together. And they've also taken out any large tree trunks or branches that won't decompose quickly.
Right. So a massive, massive pile.
They are. And they're in parallel rows. At the site, they compost naturally, so they start cool and they're invaded by microbes. The microbes change as they create higher temperatures until it goes from mesophils to thermophils, and the thermophils can bring the windrows up to 70 degrees centigrade even in wintertime. This means that when you put weeds or things that could make your garden unhealthy, everything in that windrow has been digested by cool-temperature microbes, medium-temperature microbes, high-temperature microbes, and then back down through those phases so that no molecules are in their original form. So the material that you can purchase from the waste recycle is
good. Oh, we could say the city, too. The city,
the city is excellent for the garden.
Okay, right. So they do a very, very good job with their composting. So then in the food cupboard, of course, we have not such a big method going on, but we have a slightly bigger setup than you would typically have at home. So I guess we have sort of a large area that's encased in wood railings that are 8x4, and we have 3 8x4s together in a kind of an L shape. And we use them as three separate areas for composting. So we start off with number one, we've got number two and number three. And at this point, we've been doing it for a while. So the idea is that you start the season with, when we come in this year, we'll have two composters full of matter. One's been full of weed matter that we started off the season with. The second one will be full of our organic waste from the garden if we've had, say, tomatoes that have gone rotten, that kind of thing. Plus also we put in any organic food waste from the food cupboard as well. And also anything that's non-dairy, non-meat. We also add that to our composters too. And then when we come in this coming season, we're going to incorporate those two compost piles together. They'll have gone down a lot. So whilst they were full when we left last year, they're going to be half the size now. We're going to put them together, tip one on top of the other.
That's heavy work, isn't it?
It is. We're going to have other people do that for us. Hopefully some strong people. Strong teenagers are great at this. And then we're going to have two empty piles, or two empty containers. One is going to be for our new yard waste coming out. So as we're weeding, we're going to put the weeds in one of those. And then we're going to, over the summer, we're going to empty the one that's got the two piles in together, which is going to be the nice compost that's gone down over the season. that's going to be mulch, puts us mulch on top of our garden beds. And gradually, they're both going to fill up with our new waste material.
What does the material look like when you take it out of the big composter?
So, you know, it starts out as all these big pieces and different components that you can see. And it ends up basically as quite a fine, textured, nice brown mulch on the garden. You'll have a few big pieces in it still, and we sieve out and put them onto the one of the other composters for further breakdown. It isn't as efficient as the city's waste, but it's very good and much better able to take care of waste than our backyard composters are.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we put in weeds because it takes such a long time in our composters and they do get to a reasonable temperature. So over time, the weeds were not worried about the seeds being contained. But we do not put in diseased plants because we're not certain that that disease would be killed in our composters. So whereas at the city, yes, we feel pretty certain they would. In our own Bihaven food cupboard composter, we're not going to put in diseased plants.
Yeah, because it's a little under a year, right? Before we can, from start to finish.
Yes, exactly. And an ongoing process every single year. So I guess the thing then is in our backyards, how would we compost in our backyards?
Oh, if you have a black plastic 3x3 structure that you put your organic waste in, the most important thing is that you dig a hole underneath where you're going to put it, save that soil beside the black plastic composter, put your kitchen waste into the hole, and then every week put a shovelful of soil on top of the kitchen waste because that's where the microbes are that are going to decompose the organic matter. So you do this all along and keep the lid off because it's super important that the microbes have food, warmth, air, and moisture. And when people put the lid on, then the moisture, it dissipates. So you keep it open so that you can get rain in it and water it once in a while if we're having no rain. Keep filling it up and it will decompose very, very rapidly. Normally, I would have two cycles with black composters in people's yards. I would have it empty by October so that we're going to start after the snow flies where people can put their organic waste into it. They can add their kitchen waste all winter. Then come April when the soil warms up, they can cap their compost with soil. And it will collapse very rapidly because the cells have been broken by the freeze-thaw cycle during the winter. Because water expands when it freezes. That means at this point, you can't add anything to your black composter because you've capped it and you're waiting. So that's when I would get my clients to, or I would directly dig the compost into the ground. So I would take my shovel, dig a hole beside the perennials, shove in tonight's kitchen scraps, put the shovel full of soil back on, step on it, and just go around the flower beds adding a daily dose of kitchen scraps. What's really interesting is that those scraps decompose within weeks in the soil, like 2 weeks, and they're gone because they're a small bunch. They're in the soil. They're in contact with the soil. Most interestingly, none of my clients or myself ever had a problem with rodents, rats, chipmunks, squirrels, skunks, groundhogs. No animals ever dug up the compost that was in the flower beds. And then, come June, July, the black composter would be finished cooking, and then I would use it on the flower beds as a mulch layer to protect the flower beds from the heat of the sun.
And of course, we're not putting any meat oil into the composter.
Oh, that's right. You don't put animal matter into the composter.
That's the home composter. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds relatively simple. And I guess it's saving us money through not having to buy a lot of mulch and extra nutrients and things like that.
Well, and it's saving the planet.
Yes,
one composter at a time. And you're saving the city from them having to recycle your garden waste. Plus your soil becomes so rich and loose and brown and crumbly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds really good. Thanks a lot.
Okay, this was great.
This was great. Thank you.